Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. Here's your host, Brother Robert Johnson.
All right, everybody, this is episode 248. Just want to thank everybody who tuned in last week. We had a great show, Masonic Q&A with Frodero and myself. Every time we do one of those kind of episodes where we just kind of talk off the cuff and I'm able to give a personal opinion about certain things within the craft, I'm always a little bit apprehensive about releasing the episode. And that's because I don't want to ruffle any feathers about some of my personal views within the fraternity. And I'm always just so amazed at the cordiality and the professional responses I get. You guys are just fantastic, and I love you all because of your ability to talk on the level and not get upset with things. And I just can't thank you guys enough for all of the great support you've given this show. And when I say support, I mean the emails, and also those of you who contribute to the show. We couldn't do it without you, especially you repeat donors and those of you who donate every month. Honestly, I don't know what to say other than heartfelt thank you. It's been wonderful. This week, we've got a great program. We've got several things to cover. We've got a lot of news. Brother Stephen L. Harrison stops by with the Masonic Minute. And we've got some other things to cover as well, including a Midnight Freemason article, which we're going through the Bringing Back the Light series. So first of all, I would like to give two huge thanks notices out to the brothers at Leyden Laurel Lodge, number 1057 in Franklin Park, Illinois, for having me out. We did a presentation on Esoterics 101. It was a great time, great fellowship, and congratulations to all the new officers who were elected that evening after the presentation. Just a great time. Just recently, I was out in Rockford, Illinois. I was speaking at Star in the East Lodge. And again, what a wonderful time. I spoke on Colonial Masonry. We had great Q&A after the program, and we all shared a good lunch. So again, thank you so much. Things that are coming up, June 26th, right around the corner, I'll be speaking at Crete Lodge in Crete, Illinois. I'll be speaking on the Tetragrammaton, or as some people know it, the Word or the Name of God. That should be a very interesting topic. I think you will all enjoy it. It's highly entertaining. There is some jokes. There is lots of deep information. And we have a lot of fun with it. But that said, don't come out to see me. You have to come out to see the two guys that are going to be there with me, including the master of the lodge, James E. Fry, Freemason contributor who is the worshipful master of Crete Lodge, and he's putting this symposium on. I don't know if he'll be speaking or not, but if he does, it's always great. One of my favorite speakers ever, probably my favorite speaker actually, Brother Stephen L. Harrison is going to be at the program as well presenting. So I'm really excited about that. And then if you guys are familiar, we had Joseph Wages on the Masonic Roundtable some time ago to talk about his book about the Bavarian Illuminati, the Secret School of Wisdom. Well, he's going to be at this symposium also talking about the Bavarian Illuminati. And he is a veritable expert. He was an instrumental part of this book that came out. I would highly, highly recommend you come out to see it. Please find it on Facebook and check out all of the links to it. You can find it on MasonicFinder.com. And there's a link in there where you can actually pick up tickets. I think they're $25 tickets, but lunch is included. And there's an autograph session with books and things for Joseph and for Brother Steve. So it's going to be fantastic. I really do recommend you guys come out and check it out. I'm really excited about it. I had a few questions just this last week about our remastered Manly P. Hall lectures. I've mentioned it before. They don't get a whole lot of attention, but some guys love these things. So I thought I'd just go ahead and mention it. We do have those. If you're having trouble accessing them, please let me know. If you go to WCYpodcast.com, you can click on Remastered Manly P. Hall Lectures. You're going to see a couple paragraphs about Manly P. Hall, and there's going to be a photo of Manly P. Hall. If you click that photo, it will actually take you to a Google Drive. And up in the left-hand corner, it'll say Remastered Manly P. Hall Lectures, 23 items, and there will be 23 audio icons. and you can just directly download these. Anybody has access that can get the link, which is essentially just clicking on it. I didn't want to host these on our host service because that would cost extra money, and I figured we can just host them right here on Google for free. So hop on there, download them. We remastered them. What we've said on the webpage is here for the first time is a collection of 23 Manly P. Hall lectures downloaded from the web in their raw form and digitally remastered in 320 kilobyte dual channel constant joint stereo. The white noise has been knocked down nearly 95% and Hall's voice carries like never before. These have been brought to you in a joint effort between myself and a good friend, brother of the show, worshipful brother Gerald Brown. Hall's lectures are timeless and widely available to all for free all over the web, but not in this quality. I personally spent hours converting these and perfecting as best I could while preserving the subtle nuances of the original audio recordings. So we're hosting these for free. However, please consider making a donation to the Philosophical Research Society, the Cure Epilepsy Foundation, or this show if you really enjoy them. Thank you, and please click the link, which will take you to the Google Drive folder where you can listen and download the files. Recommend that you do download them rather than stream them. They are large files, and the full file names will be displayed in your audio player as well. So again, check those out. I did want to also mention we're dealing with a few things here on the website. We may be going through a little bit, some changes on the website. We've got a tab that says Famous Freemason List. And when you click it, I was told that this list was nearly unusable. And I'm looking at it now, and it is. I don't know what I was thinking when I posted like a JPEG image of an Excel file. I totally apologize for that. I will be fixing that with our digital media archivist, Brother Matt Dobrow from the WCY team. He'll be handling a little bit of that in the future. I will try to fix it in the meantime as best I can. Just want to give a big shout out to Chris Hodap for his reposting of the Midnight Freemason article I did about the Scottish Rite, explaining the differences between the northern and southern jurisdictions. I will read that for you later in this episode. Brother Chris was so kind to not only link it, but also have some kind words about me in the post. It was really a surreal moment to have somebody of Chris's stature repost some of our things. And he's reposted some things from the Midnight Freemasons, and it's been just so cool that he would do that. So, Chris, if you're listening, thanks so much, man. You are really one of the coolest dudes and one of the first Masonic superstars to let me use your lecture on the program. Episode 100, if you guys haven't checked it out. So with that, I think we're going to go into the first piece from the Midnight Freemasons, and we'll go then into the Masonic Minute. So the first thing I should mention before I go into this is that if you visit the Midnight Freemasons right now, it looks different. We rebranded the page, we moved some people around, we have some emeritus members who are Midnight Freemasons forever. We are moving forward in a very positive way to bring you more pieces in a better variety or a better mix by actually having our regulars contribute at least one post a month. So with that, I think we're going to have a great variety. So here we go. Bringing Back the Light, Part 6, Elbow Grease. Part 6 of the Bringing Back the Light series. The final job at Homer Lodge number 199 was the biggest, renovating the lodge room. This is no small lodge. It's approximately 2,500 square feet with an 18-foot ceiling. The last time it had been painted, we think, was in the early 70s. That's a lot of walls that needed paint. And upon closer inspection, we had need of some plaster work to be done as well. Obviously, it was too big a job for a dedicated crew of Master Mason handymen to handle. We needed a professional with the right equipment and scaffolding. So we hired one, and he went to work on the lodge room about Thanksgiving and finished a little after the new year. He patched and plastered. He painted the walls, the ceilings, and decorative medallion that houses the light over the altar. Although he had a lot of experience, it turned into a lot bigger job than he had ever anticipated. But the results were worth the effort. He did a fantastic job. And while he was working on the plaster and the paint, our dedicated Master Mason crew went to work cleaning and resealing floors, wiping down and oiling the woodwork and all the furniture, cleaning all the glass, washing down all the picture frames. We finished cleaning out the closets, too. We even rearranged the seating in the dining room. And when we finally finished and took a step back, we realized that Homer Lodge was now ready for another generation of Freemasons. The difference we saw, due to all that hard work and toil, was stunning. We posted pictures on our Facebook page, and we went along, and everyone wanted to see it when it was finished. And believe me, the building has seen more use in the last few months than it has in decades. Not only has Homer Lodge number 199 enjoyed our newly renovated lodge, but the new admiration chapter I wrote about previously has been meeting there. The Allied Masonic Degrees asked to hold a meeting there, and did. And just a few days ago, the Knight Masons conferred their degrees on a group of candidates at the Homer Masonic Temple. In fact, I'm sure the Knight Masons will ask to use our building again as they work at building up their new council. The building has been brought back again. It's created a stir in the Masonic community and has become a central meeting place for a number of groups. It demonstrates what can be accomplished when a group of Master Masons put the time and effort into something they really believe in. But that still leaves one thing remaining, the final and perhaps biggest challenge of all, bringing the lodge itself back to health. But we seem to be heading in the right direction. You know that painter we hired to renovate our lodge? Not only did he do a great job on painting the lodge, but he decided he wanted to join as well. He's now our brother, Todd E. Creason, 33rd degree.
Danny Thomas, a member of Gothic Lodge 270 in Hamilton Square, New Jersey, was an American nightclub entertainer, television star, producer, and the founder of the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Brother Thomas was best known for his role in the television show Make Room for Daddy. A devout Roman Catholic, Brother Thomas was also an avid golfer with a handicap of 10, one of the original owners of the Miami Dolphins, the sponsor of two PGA Tour tournaments, and the first non-Jewish member of Hillcrest Country Club in Los Angeles. It's a little known fact that in a 1960 episode of his TV show, Thomas was inadvertently responsible for creating an American icon. In that episode, a country bumpkin sheriff stopped Thomas' character for speeding. The plot followed Thomas's trials and tribulations while dealing with the small-town sheriff, who was also the town judge and newspaper editor. That popular episode turned out to be a pilot for one of TV's most enduring shows, featuring the exploits of that country sheriff played by Andy Griffith. Griffith was not a Freemason, but he held the fraternity in high regard and actually got his comedic start playing summers at the Dare County Shrine Club in North Carolina. Brother Thomas was also a member of the Scottish Rite and Al Malika Shrine in Los Angeles. He received the Congressional Gold Medal, and in 2012, the U.S. Postal Service honored him by issuing a forever stamp, recognizing his humanitarian accomplishments. He died in Los Angeles on February 6, 1991, of heart failure. Just 2 days before that, the 79-year-old entertainer had filmed a commercial to celebrate St. Jude's 29th anniversary. The commercial aired after his death. He is buried on the hospital's grounds in Memphis, Tennessee. For the Whence Came You podcast, this is Steve Harrison with the Masonic Minute.
All right, always fantastic as usual. If you enjoy those, please head on over to the WCY Podcast YouTube channel where you can find those episodes, but with pictures to go along with them. Brother Stephen L. Harrison actually puts together some really nice little short videos to go along with the commentary, and it really brings these stories to life even more than his voice does. So it's really, really cool. Again, thanks so much to Brother Steve for getting these to us and being here week after week with these fantastic segments. If you enjoy stuff like this, please head on over to Amazon.com, or you can find a link to it in the WCY bookstore. You can click on Tales from the Craft, which is tons of great little stories and quips about Freemasonry, compiled by illustrious Brother Stephen L. Harrison. Just a fantastic book, so check that out. Also, Freemasons at Oak Island is another great one, and he's working on another book right now that's really a doozy. He's really busy with it, so show some love, and if you really like this stuff, then let him know. So as I alluded to earlier, or I talked about earlier, rather, Brother Chris Hodapp of the Freemasons for Dummies.blogspot.com. He's also, of course, the author of Freemasonry for Dummies. Chris Hodapp, great lecturer, great all-around Mason, decided to put a link up to this post it did about the Scottish Rite. It says, the two U.S. Scottish Rite jurisdictions. He said, Brother Robert H. Johnson over at the Midnight Freemasons blog has a long post today outlining the basic general differences the United States system of ancient accepted Scottish Rite Northern Masonic jurisdiction versus the Southern jurisdiction. There are very big differences. He said, Robert's post is a good primer for anyone who is interested in joining the Scottish Rite and is encountering this subject for the first time. It is not a critique of either jurisdiction. It is merely the observations of a brother who has experienced degrees in both. Give it a look here. He was very kind in that, and I really was excited to hear him say that this was not a critique of either jurisdiction. All the time, people think that I don't like one of these jurisdictions. It's not that I don't like them. I have a preference. But in this post, I took aside my preferences, and I just wanted to shine light on both of the jurisdictions as they stand. So if you like it, check it out. You can check it out just by going to the Midnight Freemasons and search Scottish Rite. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Again, it is a lengthy piece, and I don't want to sit here and bore you to death with it. But after you do read that, please do head on over to Freemasonry for Dummies, because he actually, Chris, that is, outlines some additional information, and it talks about illustrious Brother Trexler's work in the Northern jurisdiction and about why they have changed the way they do things from the Southern jurisdiction way. Very interesting, very edifying, to say the least. So one other thing I forgot to mention in the beginning of the show was that I actually received a screen capture on my phone from a friend of mine who had a picture of Ashton Kutcher, this famous, you know, Hollywood actor guy, wearing a hat with the square and compasses on it. Well, needless to say, I showed a couple brothers, and I'm not the first person to find this, and this is all over the place apparently, pictures of Ashton Kutcher wearing this blue Masonic hat. Is he a brother is this big question. There's a lot of guys we wonder who might be brothers, right? So the rumor is perhaps Ashton Kutcher is a member out of Ohio. We're not quite sure, so if you're an Ohio Mason, and maybe you can shed some light on that, we don't know. And then the other one that everybody's been asking me about is Tom DeLonge from the Blink 182 punk rock band, pop punk, from back in the mid-90s and into the year 2000 and a little bit after. Tom is apparently using much of the Masonic symbolism in his other band, Angels and Airwaves. If you look at the cover art for his albums, there's all kinds of Masonic symbols, including, you know, the Scottish Rite double-headed eagle, the square and compasses without the G in there, but they're there. So the question is he using these for publicity, like many of the pop stars and hip-hop stars of today, using, you know, these Illuminati symbology and things? Is Tom doing that, or is he a legit Mason? There are pictures of Tom wearing a Masonic apron, so I can only assume that he is a member. He just doesn't talk about it. I've listened to some interviews trying to figure it out, and when he's point blank asked if he's a Mason, he says he just doesn't talk about that. So I am under the impression I would bet he's a Mason. I hope he's in a regular lodge. That would be interesting if he was a clandestine or something. But that said, so we've got a couple. Are they famous Freemasons? Are they not? It would be interesting to find those out. We had Ashton Kutcher and again Tom DeLonge from Blink 182. So if you figure it out, let me know. Before we close it out this week, I just want to give a couple quick shout-outs to Brother Doc Gentry, a Midnight Freemason contributor, who is up here in the Northeastern District of Illinois, who has been a fantastic brother to me and to countless other brothers in the area and abroad. He's got a new podcast, semi-new, I guess. He's had a few episodes out. It's all about Dungeons and Dragons. So if you love yourself some Dungeons and Dragons, check out his podcast, Bros and Dragons, and check it out because it's a really cool podcast if you're into that genre of games. It is not clean. So there is language and things that go along with that. But if you play D&D, then you already know that. So check that out. And also, just to give a quick shout out to Scott Newberry, who puts out Masonic Musings, which is kind of like a Masonic aggregate. It's almost like a newspaper website just about Masonic stuff. So he's got headlines, photos, videos, leisures. And one of the coolest things ever was on the page there, it says Herefordshire Freemasons support for the air ambulance. So it's a really kind of neat article about Herefordshire Freemasons. But what's neat about that is when I trace my genealogy back on my dad's side, it goes back to Herefordshire, England, back in the 1500s. So that's where we came from. I guess that's where my bloodline's from. So a big shout out to all the Herefordshire Freemasons out there who might listen to this program. Maybe one day I can make it back home, huh? So check it out. Lots of great content on the Masonic Musings. So if you go to masonicmusings.scottnewberry.com, it's all there. Latest items from the world of Freemasonry. It's got a lot of cool stuff. So another good aggregate is ashlertoashes.blogspot.com. There's a dash, so it's ashlers-ashes.blogspot.com, which has got tons of content. It's just a running stream of content with some links on the side to different neat things. You know, he's got podcasts like After Lodge, In the Chair, Masonic Central, Masonic Radio Theater, Occult of Personality, Temple Radio, Craftsman, The Life Masonic, The Masonic Roundtable, Tyler's Place, which is fantastic, by the way. Brother Maynard, thanks so much for hopping on the old Facebook page there and giving us a little love. Winding Stairs Podcast, Ex Oriente. He's got links to different, like, all kinds of great stuff on this website. So if you have a minute, definitely check out ashlertoashes.blogspot.com. It's definitely a great resource. And he's just got a running list chronologically of posts that pull from all sorts of different places. And it's so simple. There's like nothing on this page except these posts. So you can scroll through and just grab the ones you want. I also, really quickly, I guess I should mention that we didn't have a show this last week on the Masonic Roundtable. So if you're wondering why, it's just because none of us could form a quorum for the episode. We will be back next week. Topic will be announced it was probably announced just a few hours ago. Again, check that out. Tuesday nights, 10/9 Central. And that's it for this week, guys. So thank you so much for listening. This week we had a lot of news and a lot of shout outs and some explanations of things. I hope that was okay. We want to make sure that we're keeping the show current and relevant. So again, if there's anything that you wanted to hear about, if there's any questions you have, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email me at admin@wcypodcast.com. or at wcypodcast@gmail.com. That other address I just gave you, you can also look us up on Google+, follow us there. You can follow us on Facebook and find us on Twitter at WhenceCameU. We've got a ton of followers over there, so please help us out and do that. And tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show. Let's get this show into as many ears as possible and make this Renaissance period or this Reformation period in Masonic history happen even smoother. If you know a brother out there who's not getting what he wants from Lodge, maybe he would benefit from this show. Turn him on to the show, or Whence Came You, or any one of the Masonic podcasts that I mentioned. They're all great. Also, I should mention to make sure you check out the Midnight Freemasons 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I just had a post go up on last Friday explaining the reason for the declining membership, if you want to call it that. I hope you enjoyed that post. It was probably a little bit controversial, so I hope, again, I don't want to ruffle your feathers. It's just my opinions, and I hope you enjoy. I'll have another piece coming next in the next couple weeks, which will be another little bit of a charged post, which will be about something very interesting that you've all most likely gone through, or you're starting to go through, or maybe you're just brand new and you haven't had it happen to you yet, but you'll see what it's all about soon. So again, thanks for listening, guys. If you can support the program, visit wcypodcast.com and click on support the show. Do some shopping on onnit.com, get yourself some Alpha Brain, or you can buy a pin from us. So if you buy a pin, you get a bunch of cool little things in the package with the pin. We've got a bookmark, a thank you card, and some other things in there. So if you can, pick up a pin, and we'll send those out just as soon as possible. Thank you once again, everybody. And so until next week, stay on the level. For Wentz Kamey, I'm Robert Johnson.
You've been listening to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry with your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Be sure to join us for our next edition.